Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. This is brought to you by those wonderful people at the Industrial Internet Consortium. I think you need to go out to that website. It is a .org. That is a .org. And they're passionate about the adoption of IoT in the world that we live. And I mean, that is the place to go. If you need information about IoT, IIoT, AI, anything that is associated with Industry 4.0, that's the Internet Industrial. Did I get that? No, Industrial Internet Consortium. See, I get it flipped. It's a mouthful, by the way.
It's easier, IIC.
I do, but I have to. Going forward, it's going to be the IIC. And you know, as you can tell in the background, there's a lot of noise going on because we're at the IoT Solutions World Congress here in Barcelona, Spain. And I'm telling you, I feel like the dumbest person in the room because there are a lot of fantastic companies, individuals that are just pushing the envelope when it comes to technology. So let's get going with the interview. We've got Terry McElrath. And she's with, what are you with?
The Industrial Internet
No. You were also with another company, too.
Well, the Object Management Group is the umbrella organization of which the Industrial Internet Consortium is a program.
There you go. See? Are you taking notes out there, listeners? Because that's exactly what we're all about. So IIC going forward, this is Terry. So how's this conference going along?
Oh, it's great.
How many people are going to be here?
I believe we're anticipating 18,000.
Jeez.
Well, we will know for sure on Thursday.
Is that really your goal? I mean, I mean it's well attended. It's a fantastic event.
It really is. And each year it grows more. And we get new technologies coming in and new companies coming in. So it's just, it's been a real pleasure to be a part of this from the beginning.
See, what's interesting, and we'll go into your background and all that good stuff, but I'm pretty selfish when it comes to these interviews. Is there a point where this will just sort of plateau? We were talking about the adoption, right? And then there's this frenzy that exists. It's like, yeah, that is great stuff, and then it matures. But what I'm finding, Terry, is that, to your point, there are so many individuals, so many companies out here, so many new entrants that are constantly pushing the envelope for greater insight, greater whatever solutions for changing the world and industry.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't see it plateauing.
Definitely not in the way that you're saying, but IoT, especially the Industrial Internet Consortium, we launched 5 years ago as well as this event did. And it was about the adoption of IoT the industrial internet. It has been adopted. So we are at a point of not necessarily plateauing, but now what is IoT enabling?
Yeah.
What are those emerging technologies that we're now incorporating into our world, whether we're consumers or we're businesses? We're all looking for those outcomes. And
because a lot of promises have been made, and they're like,
yes,
okay,
that's right.
I'm investing. You got me at IoT. Now I better see some results.
Exactly. So, what we're seeing is that a lot of companies have done their testing. You know, we love test beds. We've grown on test beds, but we're talking now more to end user companies and engaging them into the Industrial Internet Consortium in hopes to better understand what their needs are. So we're not necessarily looking at developing test beds to test technology. We want to develop a test bed in an end user environment that has a direct impact to business outcome.
See, okay, so that is passionate for me, just because it's all great when you're here and you're listening to these individuals talk about the future and all the wonderful things that are happening. But I'm the individual that's in the trenches, and I want to know how that technology is going to just impact me in a positive way.
Yes.
As I try to pack a bearing with, lube, whatever.
Yes.
That's all I care about.
Yes, and we are in conversations with all different types of companies, from process manufacturers to cement companies to agriculture, they're all they all have adopted the technology, but I think where they continue to be challenged and probably will be over some time, especially as we incorporate new technologies, is interoperability and security. Those tend to still be the biggest issues, and scaling. So you may have a test that has worked great in one factory, but now it's got to cross over 20 factories. And how do you do that? How do you scale that technology in order for it to make sense and everything can run and talk to each other?
Because
and
in
be
the
safe.
That's right. And be safe. And right. In the past, that was just like, okay, yeah, well, let's deploy it here. But this, because of the technology, it can be scaled and effectively scaled to be able to create a insights into your business that have never been achieved before.
Exactly.
But you have to have that mindset to be able to do that.
Right.
You just can't go, that old way of thinking doesn't exist anymore.
That's right.
You better think differently.
That's right. And we had two great keynotes this morning, one from Deloitte that they announced new research of the need for a user to have a positive feeling about the use of technology. Okay, and some people, if it could be a high-level business decision, they know they want to invest in the technology. Yep. But then you have people who work for you that has the way they feel about using it. And that was followed up by McLaren Racing Team, the COO of McLaren.
By the way, he's here, isn't he?
Yes.
Is he going to be sitting in this seat? Because
I'm hoping so.
Oh, come on, man.
I'll
shamelessly
plug
that one all day long. You're special. You're fantastic. Yes. You're a very important person, Terry. Don't diminish that conversation.
Yeah. But I'm so not as interesting as he is. Followed up by him talking about they can build the greatest car, but the driver has to feel good about how they're driving.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. And so they got to a point of building a car that was almost too easy to drive. They had to make the shifting. The driver needed to feel the change in the gear.
Isn't that interesting?
So it's technology is amazing, but the human adaptation of it is really important as we move forward. And you can almost overuse it in different ways.
Isn't that interesting?
And you don't want to get ahead of yourself.
It's true. And what's interesting with the individuals out here and the companies out here, they're constantly just pushing. And they've got to keep in mind that human interaction, because, granted, you know, there's these enterprise systems. They're out there, man. And now they're all of a sudden they're pulling in data and all this stuff. If I don't have the ability to be able to access that data in a very frictionless way,
yes.
I'm not going to... It all falls apart. I don't care. I'm not going to see it, and I'm not going to use it.
Right.
But then there's that balance.
Right.
Like, I want to have some sort of, feel like success.
Right. Well, and I think that's where people are. A lot of companies have a lot of data, and they need to decipher how they're getting it, where it's stored, do they need it all, do they compute at the edge, do they store it all in the cloud. What needs to happen for their business? Everyone is different.
Every single one. And it's all that. It's all data noise, too. So data. Oh, that's important. That's not.
Right.
And being able to say, get rid of that noise and bring me the stuff that means something so that I can make, important decisions.
Yes.
It never ends.
No, it doesn't end.
So with your future hat on, where do you see it going? Because...
Well,
see, this podcast is going to be through, we're just going to stick something on and we're just going to think through it and it's all going to be recorded eventually.
Well, and I'll tell you, coming out of this keynote again with McLaren, they're a perfect example of a company where he said, if we were really thinking in 10 to 15 years, we're still going to make the bulk of our revenue from selling sports cars, I think we'd be complacent. Because
see, that is so brilliant.
It's very different. So they are actually utilizing their technology and applying it in the healthcare industry, which is very interesting.
That is so true, but you're absolutely right. If you think you're going to rest on your laurels and you think, okay, I'm going to be doing cars for the rest of my life, you're not. Because the technology has some... It can be applied to other things. You don't even know.
These younger adults today the percentages are growing of not owning cars. They don't see that as an asset or really important to them.
It's true.
It's a service.
Until they drive a McLaren, then all of a sudden they realize there you go. Like, oh, I need
one
of these.
If anyone has a chance, I think it's McLaren.
It does. I want to drive one. I might not think that cars are important, but that McLaren is important to me.
Yes. Yeah. But that, you know, really, I know a lot of young adults, they don't drive.
They don't.
And they don't own cars. So
it's like the Uber, and it's that disrupting type, you know, like all of a sudden with Uber, it's like, oh, now I can get, oh, all right, I'm done. I'm going
exactly.
around. By the way, I'm using that one app that you told me about.
Oh, yeah, good.
And it works.
Well, he's the one who got it for
me. So he got it, and it's like, all right, man.
Yeah.
So we're a rock star.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the IIC real quick, because I want to make sure, because you're bringing up some interesting points. And let's say I'm a business owner or a manufacturer or whatever it might be. And if you're not in IoT, listeners, if you're not in IoT and if you're not dipping your toe or figuring it out, you need to, because it's going to impact your life in some way, shape, or form, whether you like it or not. Bottom line.
Yep. Probably already is.
It probably is, and you don't even know it. You're too busy trying to drive a McLaren, which I would really like to do. Anyway, what makes IIC so spectacular from the service that is provided is that I can go there and I can figure something out. I can say, gosh, I'm interested in this IoT stuff, but where do I go? Let me Google IoT, and then there's a gazillion things. What fascinates me about the services and the solutions provided at IIC is that you can trust.
Yes.
I mean, you guys ferret
it's
that stuff out.
It's a neutral platform.
It is
well.
A neutral platform, and you vet that information.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the interviews, Sandy.
Yes. She's fantastic.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so she has that vision in mind.
Yes.
So they create solutions or information that helps you.
Right. And that's one of the things we've always said. You may have one expert, but we have them all in our ecosystem.
That's
so
true.
So you can have access to multiple experts in whether it's a horizontal technology need in security or interoperability or even to vertical need.
So you're not alone.
No.
I mean, you don't have to try to figure this out yourself and go and search, you know, articles. You can go to IIC and then you can go from there, not just there. I got to talk to somebody. Boom, you can talk to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you can continue and make the best possible decision you possibly can and, you know, lay it all out.
Yeah, and we are developing more and more leadership councils and end user industries where we're hearing their needs and their requirements and feeding that into our working groups so that we have more purposeful work that we're churning out that have direct impact to industries.
So this is what's interesting. Do you find, I mean, I'm always fascinated by the tech that's out here. And how these people think. And then when you talk to them, it's really interesting. I was like, that's the problem. Oh, we're going to be doing... But it really gets down to leadership.
Yes.
It gets down to that human adoption, that human understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And is there? Do you find that there's a disconnect between the people, the decision makers? Let's say it really is an executive level type of decision to say, let's go down here. And leadership.
Yeah, so... We find, I mean, it's the IT-OT, right? So you have information to operations. And those roles are changing, whether you're a CIO or a COO. It's not one person that owns a budget. It's not one person that's making a decision. Typically, there's some hot molecule that's pushing it up somewhere, right? And sometimes it's on both sides.
That's good. Cool.
Sometimes you have COOs making technology investments, and sometimes it's the CIO who's making the technology investments. So especially at IIC, I oversee all the business development. So we need to understand those pain points across everywhere. What are you challenged with operationally?
Like,
what are you challenged with on an information technology need?
Let's see, what's interesting, you bring up a good point. If you're not solving a problem, if you don't understand that problem statement, whatever it might be, you're missing the boat.
And
what I find sometimes is that these some of these technology solutions, they're into their tech, but they forget the problem. And that's where the real transformation occurs. If you understand that problem and you create a solution behind it, okay, you're changing the world.
And I think that's what we're trying to get closer to by engaging more end users into our ecosystem, is to understand how can we be more purposeful in our work and the work that we are developing, the white papers we're publishing, the requirements for standards that come out of our organization, so that it is more focused on those vertical end users.
But that's come with time.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
This is what the...
It had
the,
to have.
Yeah, that's right. This is the bold component of what you guys are doing. You recognize through IIC, okay, there's something in this IoT world. Something there.
Yeah.
So let's create an organization that it caters to that. You didn't go into it saying, okay, let's try to find that problem statement that customer might have the future.
We never could have done that. But all of these test beds that have taken place, right? All of the results that come out of that, that's what's helped us get here.
Yeah.
And IIC has led with that, and it has been extremely successful.
See,
for
it's
not
brilliant.
Just us, but our entire membership.
But the real great part about it is that let's do it.
Yeah.
And if you weren't in the game, if you weren't interacting with this, you would have never known.
Yeah, and this has become a tremendous platform for not just our members, but for the industries.
Okay,
that
so
we serve.
In our wrap up here,
it's
not just Barcelona that you guys are just hanging out in, although it is a great place to hang out in.
It
don't
is.
Get me wrong. I mean,
I never mind coming.
Yeah,
back.
It's like, yeah, the food's okay, and it's pretty doggone good stuff.
It's really good.
But you guys are other places too.
Yeah, we have our own quarterly meetings. We also exhibit at other events. We speak all over the world. Richard Soli, our executive director.
Which he's up next, right there. He's sitting right there.
He speaks all over the world. Stephen Meller, our CIO, also speaks all over the world. So we have a lot of presence out there. We're always looking to be in the right place at the right time in order to educate and find new members.
Fear not. You listeners out there, fear not. First off, go do IIC. Yeah, that's your first stop. If you could go any place, you need to go to IIC.org. It's an org. And then make that happen. And it's the Industrial Internet
Consortium.org.
You got it. I always look up at the site, and it's like, it's right there. Industrial Internet Consortium.org. It's a mouthful. Just type in. You got it.
Actually, you type in IIConsortium.org.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to say this. The
consortium. It'll pop up.
It will. Trust me, Google will find it for you. Yep. Trust me, not a big deal. And find out more and get connected. And Terry, you're pretty active out there on LinkedIn, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm just telling you guys, you gotta connect with these individuals because they're special. You are special.
Thank you very much,
but very
much,
important,
Scott.
Too, because that's made sure she told me how important she was. No, she didn't. Unlike me, I was just... She is. She's going to the VIP room. Anyway, Terry, you are always you're always wonderful. Thank you very much for joining.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, and once again,
enjoyable.
Go to Industrial Internet Consortium. Find it. It is a great location for documents, white papers, solutions. If you're wrestling with the IoT world, which you shouldn't be, you should be engaged. Go out to Industrial Internet Consortium and find out more. Once again, be brave, be bold, dare greatly. And of course, change the world. That's what we're doing here at the IoT Solutions World Congress in Barcelona. Paella is the word of the day. So anyway, thank you very much for joining. We will get back to another great interview. So we'll talk soon.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.